cute. I think he's one of the cutest little birds on the planet. He's absolutely darling. That's a word I don't use, but he's darling. Isn't he? Look at him.
Kay Charter is an avid birder and a nature writer. Now that she and her husband have raised their own family and are empty nesters, they've bought 40 acres of wetland and meadow and dedicated it as a sanctuary for migrating songbirds. This summer she's been on call at least once a week for a four-hour shift as a chick sitter for the endangered piping plover that nests on this beach near her home.
I take it very personally. I love these little birds, and I feel very protective of them. I just think they're darling little birds. And I think the fact that they've done so well this year is thrilling for me and my husband. We go south in the winter and we watch these birds in Texas when we're down there. And we've noticed that there didn't seem to be as many in recent years. If we can go to Texas and there are more, and we've kind of helped out here, we will have a very good feeling that maybe we've been part of that.
Department of Natural Resources wildlife specialist Nick Torsky organized over 50 volunteers, like Kay, to be chick sitters. They helped him to spread the word that this delicate little shorebird is in trouble.
Several boats out here on Sunday that people just came in and moored and came ashore to enjoy a nice day on the beach, and someone moored right along the closed area, and I just asked them to move down, and they were real pleasant, and again, they just said they didn't know. So most people are real cooperative. We just need to get the word out that these birds need some help.
In the last few years, wildlife biologists have put up protective fencing around the nesting plovers called exclosures. These have been very successful in keeping predators from snatching the eggs. Gulls and crows are the primary culprits there. That's where the volunteer chick sitters come in.
When the gulls and crows come by, just to kind of make your presence known, whether you wave your arms at them or clap your hands, just to get the bird's attention so that they know you're there.
But that's not the end of the story. Once chicks hatch and grow big enough to skitter along the shore, foraging for insects, they are still vulnerable to coyotes and dogs running loose on the beach.
Last year there were two nests here and seven chicks hatched, and they were all predated within 2 days. So this year our number of nests is up, our number of chicks is up, and our number of chicks that have fledged is already up. So between me and people like Kay, I think we've already made a difference.
Leading the recovery effort for the plovers in the entire Great Lakes region is Dr. Francie Cuthbert of the University of Minnesota.
Well, we're very hopeful at this point. We're quite certain, 24 nesting pairs and maybe more. And that's the highest number of nesting pairs we've had since this population was listed as endangered. It started at about 17.
Piping plovers seek out the same pristine shoreline that people enjoy. In the last few years, they've come back to sandy beaches nearby that are protected in Michigan's Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. 1998 marks the first time the chicks have survived to fledglings here on the tip of the Leelanau Peninsula. And Dr. Cuthbert says the chick sitters have played an important part in those gains.
Well, it's tremendously exciting. You know, there's a large group of us in the Great Lakes region, primarily in Michigan, who've been working really hard for over a decade to begin to increase the numbers and increase the distribution. 6 years ago, there were so few pairs in this particular region, we didn't think of it as being an important nesting site. And now, about one-third of the pairs in the Great Lakes population are nesting in the Sleeping Bear region. So that's pretty exciting. You know, we feel like we won the lottery, I guess.
Not all plovers nesting on this beach are so lucky. Sometimes success comes grudgingly, one step forward, two steps back. Again, DNR wildlife specialist Nick Torsky.
The eggs were eaten by a raccoon, and they actually came down here and re-nested. So this is their second go at it.
Like a new parent, he peers anxiously through a spotting scope at a nest where hours earlier, two chicks have hatched and two more are expected at any time.
They're just like basically the size of a cotton ball with two long orange legs. They're pretty disproportioned and awkward. One was out this morning and it was trying to master the art of sitting, but every time he tried to sit, he fell over backwards, so he kind of gave up on that.
It's a tough world out here, though, for these little piping plovers, and even the most dedicated chick sitters can't watch over the birds 24 hours a day. At the end of the season, out of 3 nests, 12 chicks hatched on this beach. 4 survived to fledge. 8 of the young and 2 adults were taken at night, most likely by raccoons or coyotes. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bob Allen.